The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Senator from Stone, and would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
Let's bow our heads, please. Isaiah 41:13, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Father God, please help us. Before us are awesome responsibilities, numerous choices, and problems that need solving. Take hold of our hands, speak to our hearts, and sharpen our minds. The enemy of our soul wants to manipulate us with fear. Please give us courage. The flesh that we contend with would confine us to a comfortable rut. Please give us a desire for more than that. We ask that you pour out your blessings upon us and that you make us worthy of those blessings. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Sirpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
All right, a quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session.
Senator Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
All right, you've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, the Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Next order of business is introduction of guest. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from the 14th.
Senator from 14th, do you yield the inquiry? Senator from 14th does not appear to be present. Sergeant Arms, would you see if you can locate the Senator from 14th? Senator from the 14th is, the senator from Platt has inquired of you. Senator from the 14th, do you yield the inquiry from the senator from Platt?
Mr. President, I do.
All right, please proceed.
Senator, for yielding to my inquiry, I think you knew this inquiry was coming.
Yeah, so we do. We got some big news coming, but we got a fairly freshman or junior state senator that is still learning the rules and procedures and is blocking our debate, but we won't gavel him. We'll let him get a pass just this once.
Yeah, we, well, you remember former Senator Wallingford and former Senator Sater. When we were freshman members and they were terming out, they gave us a sacred duty to carry on a long-held Senate tradition. And I hate to say, actually, that I forgot about it until our Sergeant of Arms reminded me yesterday when we were about to adjourn. And that is the first Wednesday after Easter until the end of session in this chamber. It has been a long tradition that members of the Senate, except for the senator from Green, who has strenuous objections to this tradition, will wear seersucker on Wednesdays, known as Seersucker Wednesdays. And I am embarrassed to say that until Marty reminded me of this, we forgot to make the announcement right after we got back from Easter break last week. And so we missed the first Seersucker Wednesday, but here's the good news. The first Seersucker Wednesday of this legislative session will be tomorrow.
Yes, that is correct. And, you know, we also like to call it also known as Fashion Wednesday. So we encourage members of the body to participate. Wear your put your best foot forward and come as fashionably sound as possible. Make sure you do it tomorrow, and then we will take that through the end of session, and then we also will be taking nominations to be considered to carry on this tradition after we're gone.
Well, Senator, thank you. Hopefully we have enough members who are listening. We're going to have participants in Seersucker Wednesday starting tomorrow and every Wednesday through the end of session.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Senator.
It looks like some shopping is in order from the senators. Our introduction of guests, Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, may I inquire the senator from the 27th District?
Senator from 27th, do you yield the inquiry?
Yes, I do, Mr.
All
President.
Right, please proceed.
Morning, Senator. How are you doing?
Morning, Senator from the South.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Senator, the reason I wanted to inquire you is, honestly, my birthday is in March. And it's always around spring break, so, you know, nobody ever knows
March
about my
15th,
birthday.
Right?
March 15th, the Ides of March, so you'll never find me in the well. But that's not what I wanted to inquire you about. Somebody had a birthday in this chamber on Saturday. Heidi had a birthday, so I just thought we might want to
wish her a happy birthday. I think we should for all she does for us.
She does a great job. So
yes, she does.
Hopefully the chamber can wish her a happy birthday.
All right, thank you, Senator. Happy birthday. Senator from the First.
President, may I inquire the Senator from Green?
Senator from Green, do you yield the inquiry? All right, please proceed. I believe he yielded the inquiry, Senator. All right.
Thank you, Mr. President. So,
thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator, for
taking my... I've noticed how you always hold your microphone right into your mouth like this.
A lot
of us actually just put them on our lapel because the way audio works in these microphones, they actually pick up what you're saying so you don't have to talk into your microphone like this.
So my voice doesn't carry well, and so this is why I do
I've
it
because
half
yourself.
The people in here can't hear what I'm saying.
I can hear you just fine, Senator.
I know the senator right next to me has a problem with that. He can't hear me, so you can hear me now.
I can hear you
fine. I
want to
make sure
Thank you.
That I'm loud and clear, that you
right.
know what I'm saying here.
Yes. What is the purpose of this inquiry, Senator?
Thank you, Senator.
Please.
So, Senator, one of our colleagues...
Now, what is going on?
One of our colleagues, and I believe a good friend...
Oh, yeah, the Senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th.
Yep.
It has contracted shingles, and he is not with us today, and...
Still alive.
He's still alive. He's still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still alive.
He is no longer with us in this chamber currently.
However, it wasn't caused,
I texted him yesterday.
There's rumors it's been caused.
Him, although I was reminded they weren't really for him. They were for his wife, Connie, because I think a lot of you, and we joke around a lot in here, but this is, given his advanced age,
yes.
this is a serious issue.
It's very serious,
actually.
He spent
a few days in the hospital, and I believe he went home yesterday, Senator, and like I said, I texted him a little bit. I haven't talked to him, but I texted him a couple of times yesterday.
I don't know if he can gather his thoughts. I think he's having issues with that. I'm just...
He had issues.
Yes. Issues yeah. with things. But I wanted to bring that up because I think it's important we say, you know, Senator from the 8th, I've had some, you know, we don't always agree on everything, but we've had some really great discussions. I always consider him...
he's a friend, sure.
When I had my yeah. slip and fall, as you said it, he reached out
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, when you fell down?
Yeah. So yeah. I'm sure when you did that paper cut on your finger, he reached out to you.
He didn't. So, and I assume he's listening now, and so I would like to take this moment to remind him that I did reach out when he fell down and then went to the hospital, but whenever I cut my hand off, he did not actually even talk to me about it.
Well, he did tell me he didn't really care for you. But anyway, that was a part of that conversation.
I think that's shared by a number of people these days, Senator.
but I really wanted to bring the point home that we, you know, I think it's pretty serious what he's going through right now.
Yeah.
And we, as
it,
a body.
It's one of those, Senator, like, all joking aside, it's one of those things that, take a second, those of us that have worked with him, known him for years, I mean, he's a good stand-up guy. Shoot him a note and say, hey, we're thinking about you. We're thinking about Connie. I know it's been rough. I know whenever he left Wednesday, it'd been a rough couple of days for him.
Yeah.
And I think we need to just kind of keep him,
when
keep
I
him
talk,
in our thoughts.
Talked to him Wednesday, Tuesday, he was feeling okay. And I had told him some stories of people I know that had this, and it's advanced really quickly on him. So
right.
To a point where he had to go to the hospital, and now he's doing IV and some other stuff. So anyway, I just wanted the body to maybe keep him in thoughts and prayers. And like you said, maybe reach out with a text. I'm not sure if he's capable of like really having conversations on the phone or he wants to.
Yeah.
But I think that would be a good thing to do. And in your case, you sent him flowers. So that's why I wanted to reach out to you, Senator. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Senator. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire the Senator from Green?
Senator from Green, do you yield the inquiry?
I do.
All right, please proceed.
I changed this up a little bit, Senator, because
sure.
you, as you were inquiring with the Senator from the first.
Actually, Senator, just to
correct
the record,
yes.
I didn't inquire of the Senator from the first. He inquired of me.
Well,
I am but a captive audience at this point.
I'm going to have to replay the tape on that one because I said.
Yeah, no, he 100% said, inquired. Yeah, he inquired of me.
With your inquiry.
Yes.
With the senator.
Well,
not that you
I've,
didn't
I've said
inquiry.
Multiple times, I'll never turn down an inquiry from a senator.
Well, absolutely.
Even the other, a couple weeks ago, whenever I was just wandering through at 10 o'clock at night or something, and the senator, I think from the 4th, I guess I just looked like a lost soul or something, and she all of a sudden said, hey, maybe I'll inquire the senator from Green. And I was like, well, I guess here we are. And then
Christina got saddled with
45 minutes of, banter. So
the reason for my inquiry of you, Senator, was the fact that I heard you and the inquiry you had with the senator from the first. You're talking about another senator listening in or live streaming, maybe, or listening to the live?
I assume the senator from the 8th is listening in.
I would imagine he would probably like it if he could actually see your pretty face, too, you think?
He probably would.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. In fact, as I'm asking other senators...
I feel like you have a resolution that would actually...
And those who
aren't
in the chamber...
in that direction, is that right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You have a resolution. I don't think we're on resolution.
Yeah, I do. In fact, I've got it right here on my desk. I'm not ready to actually bring it to the vote today, probably, but I'm going to be asking some senators what they think about it. I've asked
sure.
a few already, and because there are a lot of people outside this chamber who want to see, just like they see the other house, and I think they need to have that opportunity to be able
yeah.
to do that if they wish.
Senator, do you know...
There are hundreds of thousands of people wanting to do that, I think.
Tens of millions, yes.
Tens of millions, that's right.
There are literally tens of millions of people listening to the audio of the Missouri Senate, I'm sure you're the same way. My email in my office is completely inundated with members, not just citizens from Missouri, but all over the world, who are constantly clamoring for a video live stream of your Missouri Senate.
If right? I had not thrown away all the papers from the trees that we've cut down, my office would not be accessible.
Yeah, but do you know that we are, this chamber, and this is no joke, this chamber is one of only two
right.
in the entire country that do not have a live stream option.
The other state is my birth state.
The other state is what, your birth state?
Birth state, North Carolina.
Yeah.
They don't live stream theirs either. And I don't know what's gotten into them.
Well, but, I mean, you'd have to talk to the senator from Livingston, but I think the budget being what it is, we probably don't have the money for cameras.
You know what?
Can't afford it.
That may be true.
This year.
I'll have to discuss that with them. Maybe we can make an amendment or offer an amendment. But doggone it, we can't offer amendments on the floor to the budget, can we?
Yeah, we can. We can.
But yeah. They're not accepted, are they?
They're generally not. I think the last time we had one on, whenever I was chairing the committee, we had one. And honestly, I think the senator from Cass would know this better than me. We had one dealing with a landfill that it didn't go on, but I think it might have actually tied and failed, or it was really close. Whatever it was really close.
Because I remember
I had a number of members come up to me and say, hey, we don't want to amend the budget on the floor because you guys spend an awful lot of time doing this and ironing out all the details and all the stuff. And at that time, there were 14 people on the committee. Then there were 13 people on the committee. Now there's 12 people on the committee. But I had a number of members come up to me with that debate saying, hey, we do want to support, I don't remember, the senator from Cass probably remembers what that vote was, or heck, it might have even been his amendment, I don't remember, but it has been done. Senator Ryan Silvey, actually, whenever he was on the committee, but he wasn't the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, he came out and dealing with a First Steps program that was underfunded.
Mm-hmm.
And he held the floor until that was corrected, and I think there was a floor sub on that. So anyway, I mean, it has been done.
Well, I should have rephrased that. I have offered an amendment myself, too. I've just not seen them adopted. And so that may, and the one you talked about lastly there may have been adopted.
Yeah, I put an amendment on the senator from Newton's bill the other day. She just called me yesterday and said, oh, the House hates it, and they just can't do it. And I was like, well, it's just good government accountability, making sure that before the Office of Administration enters into any deal over $20 million, which, by the way, we're on the hook for paying for, before they do that, they get it signed off on by the House Budget Chair and the Senate Appropriations Chair, of which I am neither, so it's not a self-serving amendment. I just thought, hey, before we get saddled with another contract that we're obligated to pay for, maybe, there ought to be a little bit of legislative oversight, but I guess, and she can talk about that more, whenever, but I guess the House hates that. They don't want accountability. I don't know. I mean, seemed like a good idea to me, and this body adopted it and put it on that legislation, but
Senator from St. Francis.
We have no rules here.
Senator from St. Francis.
Break the line of debate whenever we want. Might as well just start calling people by name.
I didn't have a very good gavel there. Not many people heard it.
Yeah.
Well, Senator, I guess we could follow your lead on submitting an entire budget. That's not.
I did. I submitted. Yeah, 16 bills.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. Well, the primary reason for my inquiry, Senator, was to just talk a little bit about the live streaming. We've done that to my satisfaction, and I hope that that resolution will come to a vote in the Senate near you someday soon.
Sounds Thanks, good.
Senator.
You bet. Thank you,
Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 11th.
I do not want to inquire of any senator on the floor, especially the senator from Green, but I do have some special guests.
All right. Please proceed.
It is my honor to introduce to you, Mr. President, to your right and to my left, some special guests from my district. The students from Independence and Blue Springs are homeschooled and are planning to spend the day in Jefferson City learning about state government and taking a tour of the Capitol. So would you please welcome Stephanie Welch, would you please stand as well? Mom from Independence and her children, Adelaide Welch, Colleen Welch, Edwin Welch, Maggie Welch, and their friends from Blue Springs, Creighton Harves and Piper Harves. Mr. President, would the chamber please welcome them?
Welcome to the Missouri State Senate. Your senator is one of my next-door neighbors. These cute little girls, if they want to sit in a lieutenant governor's chair afterwards, come on down to room 224 and we'll have them sit there. That's a good-looking crew. Order of business remains introduction of guests. Senator from the 7th.
Introduction of special guests.
All right, please proceed.
Thank you. To your left and to my right, I've got two special guests from Teamsters Local 41. We have Bruce Franks and Miles Odom here with us in the chamber, and if you all can help me make them feel welcome.
Absolutely. Welcome to the Missouri Senate. Order of business remains introduction of guests. Hearing no further, next order of business, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Hearing none, next order of business, resolutions. Hearing none, next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Please refer Senate Substitute 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1586 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
Thank you. That shall be referred. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Hearing no announcements, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Wednesday, April 15th at 1 p.m.
All right, you've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Wednesday, April 15th at 1 p.m.